T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, we got a Jeff and Jen Show family member that needs your advice really quick. She's in this impossible situation with her parents, and she does not know what to do. So see if you can help her out here. Kelly Cheese is going to read her note to us from Facebook.
She says, Jeff and Jen Show family, I need your help. It's my son's first birthday on Saturday, and we're throwing a birthday party. I'm inviting my parents, but they're divorced, and my dad remarried his mistress. It's been 7 years since all this has happened, but my mom threw a fit when she found out that they were invited and said that it's disrespectful to have my dad and his wife at the party. I don't want drama on my son's first birthday party, but I want anyone who loves him to be there. What do I do? Fellow family member, Kristen.
Kristen is going to need your help here. If you've got divorced parents, if you've navigated any of these waters and done it really well, we could definitely use your advice here. 404-263-0941. And we're calling you Kristen. Hey, Kristen. Welcome to the Jeff and Jen Show. Hey.
Thank you guys so much for helping.
Well, we haven't helped you yet. So don't.
Okay, I'm not going to thank you then. I'm not going to thank you yet then.
Okay. All right. Well, Kristen, congratulations on making it to 1 year old. I always say congratulations to the mom and dad because you survived the first year of your baby's life. And this should be a big celebration.
Yes, it should be. And to put a little cherry on top, I'm actually 4 months pregnant right now as well.
Wow.
So it's like the drama is a little bit on top. And then, of course, the emotions of that. So I'm like, oh, my gosh. So this actually all started even before my son was even born. So the baby shower, my dad couldn't even come to him and my stepmom could not even come to that because my mom threw such a fit. She texted him 2 nights before and went off on him saying that he had no right to be in my son's life, that he, because he chose to leave our family, he has no grandparents' rights. He shouldn't even try to be in our lives.
Now, what's your relationship with your dad like?
Wonderful. Of course, when he left 7 years ago, it was a little bit hard, and I didn't speak to him for about a year and a half. But since then, we've built our relationship back up. I have a great relationship with him. I have a great relationship with his wife. It's just like my mom is just starting this drama. And then when my baby was born, it was even worse. Like, they couldn't even come, y'all, they couldn't come in the same entrance at the emergency, at the delivery room.
Oof, this is so painful. So, just to be clear, your dad and your mom divorced because of his relationship with the woman he is now married to.
Yes, ma'am.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm. Okay. And so, it's a painful reminder to your mom every single time this comes up.
Right. And that's kind of what she explained to me. But I mean, when she was at my house, she nannies my son every day. But when she came to my house and was talking to me about it, telling me how disrespectful I was, y'all, she cussed me out saying how disrespectful it was and how dare I invite I'm not going to say the word, starts with a W, to my home and into my child's life. You know, she is nothing to my son.
So she's still in a ton of pain and blaming everybody else for it and sort of taking out the punishment on you.
Right. And she said that she's no matter what, she's always going to be married to him.
Oh, so okay. So she said, So here's the thing that is tough is obviously the easy answer. Hold on, okay, Kristen?
Okay.
We're going to start getting some advice for you. Jennifer, you've got the easy answer, right?
Yes, I actually told my husband's parents that don't get along, that if they cause any problems, don't even come because it's for my daughter's birthday and nobody else.
So in your opinion, mom just needs to suck it up.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it's not about them. It's about the child. You don't want to have all that drama around. It's between them. Keep it between them. I understand it hurts, but you're there for the kid.
Can't you make the argument that dad is the one who did this? Dad is the one who created this issue, right, by stepping out on his marriage. So he's, why should mom be punished by having to be uncomfortable at her grandchild's party? Isn't that the decision the dad made? What were you going
to
say, Jen?
Could you also make the argument that the mom has got to find a place of forgiveness and let go because her holding on to all that pain and anger is only hurting her?
Could you also make the argument that, yes, Jesus preached forgiveness, but he also turned water into wine? So maybe mom should just get drunk.
Serve alcohol at the one-year-old party.
That's the last thing we need is to mix booze into it. Cheryl and Noonan, what point would you like to make?
Hi, I'm coming from the perspective of Christian's mom because basically the same thing happened to me. And what it boils down to is happiness for the kids, not Christian too, because it's her father. Whether he was good or bad, it's still her father. And the grandchildren deserve to have grandparents that love them.
Mm-hmm. Even that, hussy?
So, Cheryl, you're saying that the mom's got to be the bigger person and let it go?
Let it go. That's what I had to do. My ex, after this happened, still walked my daughter down the aisle, and we were there at the wedding, and it was about her day. Mm-hmm. It wasn't about me being pissed off at him, which I was, but, you know, you just have to let it go.
Let it go. Let it go.
That's hard to do. That's got to be so, so hard to do. But you love your kids more than you love being mad about what they did to you.
Kristen, right. I am determined to find somebody who is on your mom's side.
I'm on her mom's side.
Are you?
100%.
We'll start with Kelly Cheese.
Wow.
And so let's get these phone lines that we have right now cleared out, and we come back and get people who can argue this from the side of Kristen's mom.
The Jeff and Jen Show. Star.
94.1.
Now, the first bank of phone calls that we took, Chris, it was a flood of phone calls. Every phone call saying your mom needs to suck it up and be a bigger person. And like Jen said, find that forgiveness thing or whatever that means in her heart and you know, do the Elsa thing.
Let it go.
If you hold on to anger for somebody, you're just hurting yourself because that person doesn't know. Your dad's obviously moved on with his life. He's happy. So your mom being mad's only hurting her.
Well, right. Jen, that's deep. If you're holding on to anger.
It's true. If you're mad at somebody and they've moved on, then it's not doing you any good.
But she wasn't given the choice. She didn't have, hey, option A or option B. She was forced into this. And it's like you're forcing somebody to move on from a commitment that they said forever too, and she didn't see this coming, and now she's stuck in this situation. So I feel for your mom. I really do.
What would you do?
Well, here's my thought process. Your mom and dad were together. They get married. Your mom had no idea that this was coming. When she said, I do, she thought it was forever, which is probably why she says, I will be married to this man forever. So that's when mom walked out, she's heartbroken and angry and confused, and she can't let it go because she doesn't understand. So in times like this, on a first birthday party, these memories of Kristen's first birthday party when they were married still probably resurface. And then she's standing there thinking, I should be with you still. That was the promise I made to you, and I intended to keep it. And you broke that promise to me.
Like, how do you make such good and logical and smart decisions on other people's relationships, yet you are just
I'm a walking train wreck.
Yes, a dumpster fire of your own personal life.
Those feelings and those emotions, when they resurface and those memories come back up, and your mom's probably thinking it should be about your kid that day, but if this happens, I can't help but feel this way.
Kim in Atlanta, you're feeling what Kelly Cheese is putting down.
Absolutely. The exact same thing happened to me. It's been about, it's been longer than with your caller. But you can forgive, but you can't forget this. And exactly what Kelly just said, you are in a situation where your ex is there and his mistress is now his wife, and you think about the first birthday of your child. And you should be sharing that with him, not with him and his mistress, who is now his wife. And it's just hard. It's hard to get over. I don't care how many years, you still see that.
But a question for you, Kim, and Kelly Cheese. At some point, does the mistress become the stepmother? Does she ever lose that mistress title? I've been watching a show on Netflix called The Crown. And
oh, wow.
Okay.
You're catching up.
So this king abdicated the throne for love. And the woman that he abdicated for was married at the time. But they have now been together for 15 years.
It doesn't matter.
It does not matter. I do not look at my ex-husband's wife as a stepmother to my children. Oh, my Lord. You talk about pitching a fit. If my children were to call her stepmother or mother, their relationship with their dad is still, it's not good.
Hey, hold on, Kim, okay?
Yeah.
Elizabeth in Gainesville, welcome to the show.
Hey, guys. I'm on Krista's mom's side as well. I think maybe the dad can be invited, but just not the mistress. I wonder if that's even an option.
Kristen, is that even an option?
So it came up, and my stepmom, you know, she said that she doesn't want to make my mom uncomfortable, but she is very close to my son, so it really hurt her feelings. I guess it may be an option, but I really don't know how I'd feel about it.
Here's the answer. Because you said you're pregnant, right, 4 months along?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I am.
You tell your mom and your stepmom, one of you gets the first birthday party and one of you gets the delivery room, and then lock them in a room and let them talk it out.
Oh, goodness.
All right, Kristen.
World War III.
You're welcome for that.
Here's
advice.
My answer.
Now you may thank us.
Oh, thank you so much, kind of, for that.
Listen, like, and share. The conversation continues with Jeff and Jen on Facebook.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.